kind of breaks down to the different attributes of God, like Jehovah, you know, the self-existing one.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Self-sustaining one. You know, right. it kind of breaks down into, you know, different attributes to me.
Yeah, the fullness of the deity. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Like Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, you know, breaks it down like that. Emmanuel, God's with us, it's just mm-hmm. different.
That's right. It's so many different names, yeah. right? We mm-hmm. got Jehovah Mekadesh.
Yeah.
Which means Jehovah is righteousness.
That's it.
Harry broke down the name Jehovah that was given to Moses. Self-existent one.
I am.
You have the name El, right? Mm-hmm. El means might or power.
Mm-hmm.
El. Might or power, right?
Mm-hmm.
We might have the name... but there's so many of them. Jehovah Jireh.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah Jireh yeah. means that God will provide.
Mm-hmm.
You have the name Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord God of rest. You have Jehovah Shalom,
mm-hmm.
the God of peace,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
So after a revelation, see the thing about it is, and this is so powerful, that's why I want to look at this supreme God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's talking about it is his plurality because God is so much, he's everything. Okay? So the thing about it is that whenever there was a revelation and God did something, because he is I am,
mm-hmm.
we talked about this one time before here, because he is I am, the thing about it is, he is whatever he is in that moment.
Okay.
I will be what I will be. I am that I am. We talked about this that time. We
so
talked about
it. Whatever he
right?
wanted to be, he can be.
So you named him after the revelation of what he did in the moment because there is no location for God. Name gives location.
That's powerful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Name gives location. See, when I say the word, if I'm in a room full of James.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the word James,
mm-hmm.
and it could be four or five Jameses that look up.
That's it.
That's
right?
Uh-huh.
But if I say James Jones,
that's
and
it.
Then I say James Jones Jr., it gives location.
Location.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so name gives location.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's powerful.
But for God, there is no location.
Mm.
That's powerful.
And since there is no location, there is no name.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Name
that right there, that'll mess up some theology right there.
Yeah,
that's probably.
That'll mess up a lot of theology. Because there is no location for God.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about it is, you name him for what he is in that moment.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jehovah mm-hmm. Rapha, the God that healeth us.
All right.
Oh, you said that with authority.
I'm about to run y'all out.
I got one more name.
So,
go
ahead.
Add with that, man. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I think I sent it to your text message. Basilia to the O.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm.
Greek, it means the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's
and,
right. Come on here now. That's right. That's right. He putting it out there.
It'd be on the tape.
It's up there. It's up there. That's powerful. And I want you to get a sense of that because when we say this God, when God says, let there be light, you got to have an understanding of who's saying it. You got to understand the majesty. You got to understand the power, the authority behind the moment of who's saying it. Because all of creation is moved by that moment. Are you understand what I'm saying? What's powerful is that before he says, let there be light, that we already had an earth without form or void.
Mm-hmm.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And we could take two ways with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We could say that it was saying, okay, it was just starting when he said, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to tell you the state of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But he went back and told you the state of things before the earth was
mm-hmm.
even created.
God.
That's one stream that we could go. But the stream that we're going to touch, because we're dealing with spiritual matters, the Bible is a spiritual book written to a spiritual people. And therefore, the only ones that can understand it, those that have a spiritual understanding. So the thing about it is that what he's saying this is this light is a different type of light that created the universe. Mm. What God is getting to is the heart of the matter. He's saying, let there be light. Right. And can we talk here since we in the open heaven?
Mm. Let's talk.
A lot of times we want things to start with us, but they start with God. Mm-hmm. They don't start with us. Mm-hmm. It don't start with you opening your eyes. It start with God opening your eyes. Mm-hmm. See, what we want to do is we want people to see. But first, there's got to be a God move. See, I want you to see this thing. He was without form or void, right? Mm-hmm. Without form or void first. We get ready to go another level here. So y'all just jump in when you want to get in. Without form of void first. This is the earth state, right? Mm-hmm. And we say the earth state is man's state, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Without this form of void. Mm-hmm. But then what comes around is this what? This light. Okay? Mm-hmm. But first, and this light can be a type of what? Salvation. Mm-hmm. Or we can say sozo. Salvation. So the thing about it is what this right here could be man, or we could say this is the soul.
Okay.
This is the spirit.
Oh.
We can say that this right here is when a man is what? It is without God, right? Mm-hmm. His spirit is dead.
Dead. Mm-hmm.
It's not awakening. Mm-hmm. And what happens is God said, let there be what? Light.
Light.
Come on, talk about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the thing about it is what it's saying is what God is saying is, I want to put something, and we already at the deep end of the pool already. What God is saying is, God said, let there be light here.
That's powerful.
Now, why are you saying that we already at the deep end of the pool? Mm. Because the thing about it is, you cannot save yourself.
That's right.
That's powerful. Mm.
The Bible said God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Okay? But that dust and that ground, that man was nothing until God breathed in him. Mm-hmm. So that breath starts with God. Mm-hmm. It don't start with man. It don't start inside of you. God breathed into man.
That's it.
So here, God's got to breathe into this form that has no form. He has to breathe into this voidness. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm giving you also a ladder for success. If there's something in your life without form or void, breathe life into it, or speak light into it. If there's nothing there, this is the power of creation.
That's powerful.
It's the power of the Elohim. Mm-hmm. It's the power, and I'm going to tell you,
Elohim.
We'll get into a little later how this Elohim relates to us. Because he said, ye are gods. He said, you are little ELs is what he said you are.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. We share his divineness, but not his divinity. Mm. You know? And the thing about it is, this is powerful. Yeah. Because we have the power to speak that light into a what? Into a void or formless situation, we have power to speak life into it. Mm-hmm. It's got to start with you speaking. It started with God saying something. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? That's powerful. What did we look at last week when we said this? We said that God did what? Before he ever said something, he did something.
He moved, yeah.
Come on here. Look at that. Read that for us, Grace, that morning.
That's powerful.
We got to get in here. We got to get y'all up in here.
Number one.
Man, there's a whole lot of places.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and
go down to verse 2. Just hit verse 2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Stop. Say that one more time. Hear that in the Spirit.
And the earth was without form and void.
Uh-huh.
And the darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Mm-hmm. So no matter about the darkness, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, even though it's darkness on the face of the deep, guess what God is doing? Go ahead.
That's foul.
He did what? He moved.
He's still moving.
And
read it again. We ain't heard it yet. We don't think God is moving. See, we walk in a situation, don't think God's doing nothing.
Because it's dark.
Even while it's dark, God is moving.
God is moving in the darkness.
Amen.
That's powerful.
So no matter how dark this situation is, he's moving.
Now, I'm going to tell you how powerful that is. What he's saying is, it's just like we in this room, we moving now, but ain't no light going on. He moving, but ain't no light. So what the thing is, God is saying is, I've been there the whole time.
Even when you
now
didn't
all
see
I'm
going
to do is hit the switch.
That's it.
So you can see I was there.
Wow. I gotcha.
Wow. That's wild.
That's powerful.
Let's talk about that. Come on, here.
That's powerful.
Go ahead. You can say something. Come on here,
honey.
Even before we even known Christ.
Come on here.
You know.
Say that.
It's moving,
even thinking
man.
About Christ.
Uh-huh.
Before
moving.
He even came into our lives.
Uh-huh.
You know, in that dark place.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He was still moving.
He was still moving.
Before you ever thought about it, he was
opened.
Still moving.
Our eyes finally opened. That light.
That's powerful. Come on here. Go with it. We in here now. You can't get out. You in it now. You can't go.
That's powerful.
That's it.
That's what the Bible means by the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life.
Uh-huh.
If I just read this scripture and just look at it as in natural creation, I don't get the life of it.
That's right.
I get the letter. I don't get
you
the
get
spirit
the
of what he's saying.
That's right.
See, when you dive into this, now you're starting to hear what the spirit is saying.
Yes.
He that has an ear,
let him
hear what the spirit is saying to the church.
Mm-hmm.
When he says church, he's not talking about the religious organization in which we have set up and called the church.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he that has an ear, let him hear what the spirit is saying to the church. He's saying whosoever has an ear to hear, let him hear what the spirit is saying to the church, which in the Greek is ecclesia, them who have come out.
The called out ones.
That's right. What are we? Who are the called out ones? The ones who are continuously to come out of yesterday.
Wow.
Those who are continuously coming out of their yesterday. Those who are continuously moving with God.
That's proud.
Are you still in what God called you out of? Oh.
that's wild.
Huh?
Okay.
I stopped being the church, or I stopped being one called out when I continuously to stay in a state of misery, or I stay where God had me last.
And
am I moving with him? Come on.
God is always moving.
And that's what I think, you know, is one of the dilemmas with the church, is because they get so caught up in tradition, and they get so caught up in those dogmas of you know, religious tendencies, that God is continually moving, but that tradition and that religion marks the place where they stopped, where they ceased to go forward.
That's it, right there.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, you know, God is, like we're talking about, he is that moving God. And the thing about it is, if the light is steady moving and you stop, then you're putting yourself in a level of darkness.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you actually digress instead of progress.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what
I'm
saying.
And that's so powerful because the natural world tells us that. Scientists see that with the universe, because every galaxy in the universe is moving away from each other. So it's expanding. As one would say, that the light that's going forth in the universe, in the natural, is still trying to accomplish what God set it out to do when he said, let there be light. See, the thing with us is we stop expanding.
That's it.
We stop evolving. We stop growing. We stop becoming.
And
you understand what I'm saying? And what Harris said was so powerful, because that's so true.
That's powerful.
Amen.
That's powerful.
See, the revelation that you see on somebody's church on the outside, come on here, only marks the place in which they stop growing. Every denominational sign tells us the place in which they stop growing. It tells you in the moment in which life ceased.
See,
that's the powerful thing about life. If there's life in it, it's going to be growth.
Exactly.
If there's growth, then there's going to be change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you changed?
And that's so powerful. You know, Because everything that is alive, everything that continues to grow, it needs light. You know what I'm saying? What Christ did, what God did when he said, let there be light, what he did was he actually changed the atmosphere so that growth could occur. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what happens is when you don't continue to move with God, the thing is you're not putting yourself in the atmosphere for growth. He is the atmosphere for growth. Powerful.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying?
That's powerful, man.
Come on here, let's get some more voices up in here.
But just like the children of Israel when they was out in the wilderness and God was moving his spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And they, instead of following the spirit of God, mm-hmm. it's like they didn't believe and they had faith. They was in darkness even though light was there and they couldn't see the light. Mm-hmm. They just kept going around and around, you know, until eventually if you stay in that same state of mindset, mm-hmm. you'll eventually die in that mindset. Mm-hmm. And he will raise up a generation mm-hmm. of people that will hear him, mm-hmm. and he will bring them out. Mm-hmm. He will bring them into the new thing, into mm-hmm. his, you know, he's forever moving, mm-hmm. and he will, you know, he will use somebody else.
That's right.
He will use others.
That's right.
And you could will continuously, even though you know there is a God, you will continuously be in that state, and you will just become dead to your situation.
That's right. That's right.
And we have, and definitely we have become, you know, ones that are not growing, man. Mm. They became an earth. They became an earth that is so far away from the sun, the light that is shining, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if the physical earth has a tilt and actually it rotates, you know. And then I look at it, you know, places like Antarctica don't have that much sunlight.
That's right.
You know, places like the North and the South Pole doesn't have that much sunlight because of the tilt. Mm-hmm. And the way how far it's away from the sun.
That's right.
But
that's
we can
right.
be able to be like as more as upright and be able to still revolve around. Mm-hmm. So we can be able the sun to be able to shine on us, man. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Man. Mm-hmm.
That's
powerful.
Anybody else got anything to add? So is powerful. It? Ooh, I know me
ahead.
And Harry was talking about
thoughts out there,
the light the light and the breath. The breath of life, would you look at it as a twine?
That's right.
Okay, if you look at it as a twine, because I know I told my mother when I was just getting off, you know, I did a little research and whatnot.
Please.
I think I told you too early. But basically, everything, you know, like I would tell Aaron, everything revolves around the breath of life. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the physical things that we see every day. You know, the animals. I even did a little research on fishes. Do fishes, do they come up to the surface to get breath? And they do. So everything still has a breath of life, you know.
That's right, that's right.
That's powerful.
And that's so powerful because me and Junior had actually, you know, we was conversing about that before because, you know, this the light, the breath, the spirit of God, the thing is everything it touches, it quickens. You know what I'm saying? Everything that is graced by the presence of the Spirit is quickened. It's vitalized. It gives it life. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, like you was talking about the Word. The Word is life because it contains the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? When Adam was sitting there in a dormant state, what vitalized him was the Spirit of God that gave him life. You know what I'm saying? So that Spirit is truly, like you said before, is what gives life. You know, everything that comes in contact with the Spirit, life is given to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
That's powerful. Kelly Paul has some power. He always used to say, he said, light is his nature, life is his ministry. Mm-hmm. And when Junior said that about that twineness, that's what hit me on that. Mm-hmm. Because that's that twineness, the two folds of those ills. Light is his nature. Life is his ministry.
I like that.
And that's what's so powerful about this is, when looking at this, without form or void, darkness being upon the face of the deep, Spirit of God moving in the face of the water, He moved before he said anything. He did something before he spoke. Mm-hmm. We speak before we do. God is the opposite. God has already begun to move. Even though it's dark to you, God is already moving in the dark. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Because for him, it ain't dark.
Come on, okay.
It's only dark for you, not for him. That's right. That's right. And that's powerful. And the thing about it is that while God is moving, he's making preparation for the light. See, if you could ever get to the place where you start preparing for the light. See, this is what you do when life is your ministry. Uh-huh. You prepare. You set things in a way that if when you need to bring the light, it's something there to put the light in.
Lord have mercy.
Somebody said, break that down. What do you mean by that? If there's a certain person that I think God is wanting me to reach or talk to, then I need to start preparing the ground for that in such a way that if that person ever need me, then the avenue is there where they can. Oh, you understand what I'm saying here? So the groundwork is laid. The thing about it is, see, sometimes we so shoddy with it because we want to throw seeds out on everybody. You know, we think that's an opportunity. But that's not always way when you start getting into the purpose of the kingdom. You know, that's not always, you know, everybody's not always an occasion. But you always want to prepare in such a way that if a certain person needs to reach you, that you are approachable. And that's what I like about God is because God is already making preparations. Because God is a God that prepares. Come on, here. Because he's always aforehand. He's always beforehand. So he's always getting ready. And before he ever begins to speak, he has already moved. He has already put some things into the place so that when he speaks, there's something to speak into. He can speak into the deep when there is no form of oil because he has already prepared a place to speak into. You understand what I'm saying here?
That's
so this is almost a type of, see, we can look at it so twofold. We can look at it so many different measures, Grace. You can look at that thing from so many different angles. You can hit it from here. You can hit it from there. Because you can look at this as a person that you're speaking into. So you want to make sure that you have already had their heart prepared in a way that their heart is tender in a way that you can speak that light or that knowledge. you understand what I'm saying here? But if you made yourself unapproachable, how are they going to speak into it? How are you going to be able to speak into it?
That's right.
And you wonder why they can't receive it? It's because you haven't prepared.
Right.
That's like the Bible said, break up the fallow ground. Right? Mm-hmm. The reason why you break up the ground before you put the seed in. So this right here is a type of God has already broken the ground up. So that when he speak the seed of light into it, it has something to speak into.
It had to produce whatever.
That's powerful.
He speaks.
That's powerful.
Now for us, when a ground is broken, come on here, it looks chaotic.
That's
right. When a man going through that trouble in the ground, but that breaking of the ground is God is breaking us. See, you can turn that thing on your feet, right?
Yeah, breaking it.
Now you look at that. What has God broken up in your life?
So that he can put
life. So that he can plant.
What things did he break apart? What relationships did he break apart? What people did he break apart? What things in your family did he break apart? What did he rip apart that you thought was good ground that he broke up? Still remains good ground, but my seed of my purpose is more important than this ground, than this shallow stuff that's on top of it. So I break it up to prepare you for divine light.
That's powerful. God is a jackhammer.
Oh my God.
Come on, sweet.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
That's right.
That's powerful. He's the main.
So he just break up that way. Come through there with a jackhammer. Breaking it up. And you wonder what God's doing.
And we think it's the devil, really.
That's right.
Come on now.
Why do we think it's the devil? Because it's still done in the dark.
That's right.
In the dark.
And you can't see what is he doing.
That's right.
Amen.
So while the light saw God go in there and start doing some things.
And we said, Lord, that devil.
Be like, the devil is.
And all the while, he was working for
God. Said, I got to break up the ground in order to get the seed of my word, because my word will not return unto me void. It will accomplish that I sent it out to do. But I've got to break the ground up.
But we speak that to it.
Right?
Still,
that's powerful.
And man was taken from where? The ground. That's where we get that from, right?
That's it.
He was taken from the ground. And the ground, your heart, your mind, your soul, everything that you think is so good, which is actually just surface, need to be broken up so we can really get something on the inside to the place of substance. And it ain't so what's in you can stay in you. It's so what's in you can grow out of you. It ain't what goes into a man that defiles me, it's what comes out of him. So we need something to grow out of you. God wants something to grow out of you.
And in order to grow out, we got to break some stuff out.
It don't grow in the ground, it grows out of the ground. But a seed's got to go in so something can come out.
And then the ground got to be broken. So the seeds can be planted.
That's powerful. Because look,
go ahead.
I'm saying, like, you know, I look at God, man, you know, before. I just say before that this building was ever built straight up, the land had to be balanced.
That's right.
You have people that comes out and be able to balance the land.
That's right.
You know, so the foundation can be, you know, on a subtle piece of land, and that's how I look at God. He has to balance us, you know, and so therefore when he are building, things can't slide off. Things can't be tilted. You feel what I'm saying? So that's powerful.
And it really helps to shift the way we look at things, man. Because so many times we think when, you know, trials and tribulations may come into our lives, we think it's the enemy that's causing these things to happen. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we may need to look at it as the suffering may be necessary. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For you know, my true ministry to come out. You know what I'm saying? So God's light can effectively show through me. Because sometimes, like we always talk about, you know, true ministry can only begin when I'm no longer. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, sometimes God has to you know, purge you, you know, from those things that may be blocking that light. The true ministry, the true purpose that he wants to accomplish through you. Because that's one thing that you taught me, Carlos, is that the heavens always want to invade the earth. And the thing is, they invade the earth through us. We are that window. We are that vessel.
That's right.
You know, but sometimes what has to happen for that invasion to occur, there has to be a submission.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It takes some molding, some shaping.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's right.
That's what I love about God. God is the great investor. He wants something. He wants something in return of his investment. You know, while we're looking to try. See, that's the difference between the religious church and the spirit of the kingdom. The church is looking to die and go to heaven, while real spiritual kingdom people are looking to bring the heaven. You understand what I'm saying? It's a total different mindset. Some people in church say we're going to live kingdom so we can go to the kingdom of God, not realizing they are the kingdom of God. Some people say this is not my home, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we say, right? I'm just passing through, right? Or I'm passing by, or I'm passing through. Oh, what a sad mentality that you're just passing through, because your greatest revelation and greatest relevance to God and to the world is when you can manifest God in the natural. He wants to make his word flesh. Not just return you back into the spirit. He wants a visible manifestation of who he was. And therefore, when all things do end and it does return back to the domain of the spirit, he's got more than what he started off with. It becomes a greater investment.
That's powerful. That's
powerful. Come on here. That's why we in the spirit of, we just taking our time here. Go to Job. Let's look at Job first chapter. Let's go there. Let's go there, right? God breaking up. Talk about God breaking up the fallow ground. Talk about him doing it.
That's powerful. That really make you, you know, really ask yourself how many times God had to break up my grounds, you know what I'm saying? You know,
you dwelling on
what the devil was doing, knowing that it's God the whole time. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's so powerful.
Ain't nothing
man.
Good like some good old stirs behind that. That's right.
That's powerful, man.
That's right, because when God breaks up the ground, those are usually the places that we go solid with people, right? We don't want no people to know that God began to break up those things. You know, the fallow ground. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. The man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was also of 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. Oh, what a powerful title. And see, and this is powerful because look at all the great substance that he had. He was a wealthy man, yes. Right? That's what it speaks of. Mm-hmm. He was a very wealthy man. And it says, and his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone in his day, and sent and called for their sisters, and mm-hmm. eat and drink with them. Mm-hmm. And it was so, when the days of their feast was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. Come on here. For he said, it may be that my sons have sinned, cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job do continue. Somebody say consistent.
Consistently.
But consistently is not enough when God needs to break the surface. This stuff just surface stuff. See, see, we think because I'm consistently doing what God told me to do, that I'm okay.
Right.
If I consistently do. But it's beyond just you keeping the religious order.
Right.
Okay. I pay my tithe.
Yeah.
I give to the poor. Mm. It's more than you keeping the consistent everyday routine, or else you just get into a routine.
That's right. Like the Republican.
And matter of fact, then you begin to take the life out of the order. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some growth there. There's got to be a process there. Are you understand what I'm saying? There's got to be some dealing with you there. If you don't go through them, you don't get nothing. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
That's the power of what he's saying through this. Is it's not enough just to say that I have substance and that I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing everything God told me to do, and therefore I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on here.
Therefore you.
Y'all look at me.
Be like.
You have a lot of substance, but you don't have substance. You got a lot of things, come on here, but they're not godly. You don't have life. Life is different than just the order of having it right or wrong, or doing it right continuously. You understand what
I'm
saying?
That's powerful.
That's why God said everything that Job had is shallow. I really need somebody to go through here and rip this stuff up. Oh, y'all looking at me crazy.
Okay.
Y'all looking at me crazy.
And see, will it go beyond it? But he already knew it was.
That's right. If we're going to state that he's perfect and upright, let's go through that perfection. Let's get him there.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to state from the beginning what he is. Come on, here. I'm going to state from the beginning what he is. And the thing about it is, Job really wasn't there. So therefore, God is going to confirm his own word.
Word, right.
And we're going to see that from the heavenly standpoint.
Take Job right on through.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan, or an adversary, came also among them. He was with the sons. That's a whole nother story. Okay? I ain't got time to get into that because a lot of people want to get into the angels and the sons of God, but it's powerful. Now Satan was also among them. What was important here is that he is in the presence of God.
Right.
Therefore, even Satan, come on here. Our adversary, the one that we're so afraid of, which we shouldn't be afraid of. Come on, Bill. The reason why we shouldn't be afraid of him, because it doesn't matter what he does or think. It matters what you do with him.
That's right.
And the thing about it is that he is also among them. Mm-hmm. And the heavens don't think it strange that he is among them.
All right, now.
I can look up another place.
The heavens don't think it's because strange. So we think it's strange.
The adversary is there too. Are you understand what I'm saying here?
He's in position.
Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you can look at it in so many different ways. I'll just leave it alone for the night. So many different ways. Because when you, Paul said it this way: when I would do good, evil is always pressed.
Mm-hmm.
When I go in to pray, I bring everything in with me to God. Mm-hmm. I bring not only me, but I also bring my adversary. I bring everything. I bring my Satan. I bring everything in there with me when I come. I present it all to God. That's when it becomes in spirit and in truth. I come in and bring what I agree and what I disagree. Oh, come on.
That's real.
That's
wow.
Then it becomes spirit and in truth.
Because to me, true healing can only occur when you bring your total self to God. That's just like if you go to the doctor right now and, you know, they ask you what's wrong, but you don't tell them everything. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they can't address, you know, all of the issues.
That's right.
You have a bandage on, you know what I'm saying? Or you have a coat on your arm, but really your arm is hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, you never lift up that sleeve to let them see what's going on.
That's right.
You know, so therefore, it's so important and imperative that we bring all of ourselves, not just our appearance, but also the internal part of ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That part of us that we struggle with.
That's
you
right.
Know, each and every day.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Those things that are in darkness that we need to have light shine.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's it.
And I like that, because in the courtroom of God, not only the sons of God come, but also the adversary comes too. Mm. He comes with the sons. He's coming to do what? Coming to give a report. Right? Mm-hmm. Come to give a report. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at verse 6. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? That's the report right there. Where you coming from? Give a report. Where you been?
Well,
that's exactly what he asked him. Where are you being? And I want you to know how powerful this is. God's asking a question to what he already knows the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, the question is not for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now leap off the page. What God is doing is trying to get you to see
what he's doing.
That all things are in my power.
That's right.
That's powerful. When comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to him, as thou considered my servant Job, the ground needs to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to break it up. Have you considered about doing it? Mm-hmm. I got an assignment for you.
Oh.
That's it. That's something for you.
I got an assignment for you. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to bring some light into this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to bring some true salvation into Job's realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been preparing him for this day. I've been preparing him for it. It was without form or void. Everything that you thought of substance was not substance
okay.
to God. Mm.
But this is his substance.
His. How many camels did it say he had here?
Five.
Look at this here. Look what it says here. His substance was also 7,000. His substance was things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not in the spirit.
Not in the spirit. What things?
But God said we're going to perfect him because he's perfect. We're going to perfect him. We're going to bring him to what I said he is.
Mm.
His substance right now is in his Escalade. His substance is that because he's given his tithe,
mm-hmm.
he's got a 2-car garage.
Mm. Yeah.
So he's equating his substance
with his
relationship
with God. And that's the way the man looked at it, right? Because the people in Job, they looked at Job that way because Job had prospered so much.
Mm.
That's powerful.
Mm.
That's powerful. Mm. By the time, if you really do a good study on Job, it's really good. By the time you get to the end, when Job starts talking, God said, who is this talk? Who's talking? Who's speaking these words without wisdom, without knowledge?
Mm.
Who's speaking with the lights turned off? Who sit in complete darkness but think they know everything?
Mm.
Good God.
You equated your substance with your relationship.
Jesus.
And they're not the same.
And that is what is going on.
That's man-made substance.
Mm.
Because
without these substances, man think you ain't got no God. No spirit. They don't. They think you're cursed.
Woo.
That's
I give to the pastor. I give to the poor.
And what do you do?
I'm continuously, I pray every day. I give my tithe.
Yes, Lord, that's
and
a testimony.
And look at me, girl, I'm blessed.
Ain't it? It is.
I got gators. I got suits. I'm in a conference every week.
Honey, if you want
I'm
these
preaching
things,
God's word, and I'm tearing the devil's kingdom down. But is there really substance in what you got?
Jesus.
Mm.
So what he got to do is break up the ground. The Spirit of the Lord moving from the face of the water. He's got to break up the ground so he can really speak some light into this.
Mm.
And God really pulled back the curtain for us to let you know that he's at the helm, he's at the control. Satan just can't come and drag this thing and just turn it wherever he wants to. First of all, he's got to come and give a report. It's a certain time that he got to come.
Jesus.
He's got to meet God just when the sons meet. When the sons meet, I want you to come meet me too. I want you all to gather around me.
So he doing it.
I want you to give a report. Matter of fact, I'm going to call the road. Satan, where you come? Where you been?
What you been doing? What you been up to?
I've been walking all around. Job. That's your assignment right here.
But Lord have mercy.
Okay, buddy.
Well, let me look at Job.
I got an assignment for you. Ooh. That scares us that God will give an assignment to the devil. Just like he will give an assignment to you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all looking at me here. I know that Gracie has been praying. No, she's really trying. But there's a place I want her to be in the year 2000 so and so. So I got an assignment for you. I need to break this ground up to get her in a certain position at a certain time. Or I've got an assignment, and I know he's thinking this way, so I want you to do this so we can break up that ground. But in order to do that, I'm going to have to use his brother against him. And his brother's going to turn his back up against him. And see, while you're doing that, God has somebody else working on that assignment that has you to do that, that puts you in a certain place that works on you, that also works on him. And while he's working on him, he's working on two or three other people that you know nothing about, that the hand of God is moving in and assigning things. All to have you in a certain position, in a certain place to speak a certain word or words at a certain hour. But you need the right ingredients in you in order for whoever tastes those words at that moment to see that those words have meaning and substance to it, because you have been through what you've been through, and therefore it has given you a clarity and authority like it has given nobody else.
That's so powerful. And man, that goes into, you know, when they talk about perception, you know, they talk about perception coming from three avenues. Either it comes from observation, experiment, or experience.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about experience is the highest form of perception.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually go through something, that allows you to see it that much more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Therefore, sometimes what God is going to have to do is, if I see down the road, I want you to speak on this, then maybe I have to take you through this.
Mm-hmm.
So that now your perception will be at a heightened level.
That's
so that when you speak about it, people can feel the sincerity that's in your words.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's right.
You know, and that's so powerful. And this is helping me to see that we shouldn't try to run away from the breaking of the ground, but we should embrace the breaking of the ground.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? We should embrace that, man.
Ooh.
You know, that's why when Paul talked about him, you know, delighting in his afflictions,
uh-huh,
and delighting in his persecutions, what he's doing is he's delighting in the breaking of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's truly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because each time that ground breaks, like you said, something else can grow out of it.
Something can grow out of it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
where it was a ground that could not produce fruit, what I'm going to do is break it up so that now it can.
It can.
That's probably.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's right.
And that's so powerful, man, because the thing is, on the ground, you can place so many things.
Mm-hmm.
This is powerful. You can place so many you can place so many things on the surface,
mm-hmm,
and it will make that ground look good.
That's right.
But the ground really doesn't have
uh-huh
substance or
unless
purpose until something grows out of it.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Instead of something just being on it.
On.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like, you know, God talks about, you know, he hath raised us up, you know, and given us all spiritual blessings.
Mm-hmm,
you know, the
mm-hmm
thing is, that's truly what he wants to give us, what he wants us to have,
mm-hmm,
is those spiritual blessings. A lot of people pray for blessings and they pray for things
material,
you know, material things,
mm-hmm,
instead of spiritual
mm-hmm
attributes that can be added to their character.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's powerful.
That's powerful. And so what the Bible says, that what I like about it is, if right down right beside it, while we're going Genesis 2 and Genesis 2 and 5.